See the Conquering Hero Comes from Judas Maccabeus here on KPR. That was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles Groves. I am Destiny, and many of you may recognize that if you ever played music out of the Suzuki books when you were a kid, book two. If I had known as a kid what the actual music sounded like, I might have been a little more inspired to play it. In that book, it's only four lines, and it's definitely not as epic as that was. I am wondering if you sometimes fantasize Handel walking down the fanciful streets of the London Strand. Well, Percy Aldrich Granger did, and in about 12 minutes, we're going to hear his thoughts on that, indeed, in the form of music. But right now, we're sticking in the Handel theme. We're going to listen to Sonata No. 8 for two violins and basso continuo. This recording features the English concert conducted by Trevor Pinnock. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio. Handel's Sonata No. 8 for two violins and basso continuo here on Kansas Public Radio. Trevor Pinnock was conducting the English concert, kicking off this morning with some Handel, his conquering hero. I've got John Williams' take on heroes and also Dvorak's coming up in the later hours this morning. And of course, like I mentioned, coming right up is a fun little way for you to picture Handel amongst the streets of London. I'd like to give a big shout out to some of our local businesses who make KPR so awesome and helped with our week last week. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. Thank you to all of you last week that helped out. Support for classical music on KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu. And the Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, you can visit bluecollarpress.com. And you are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And up next, as promised, this actually was originally titled Clog Dance. It's by Percy Aldrich Granger, and it merges Baroque-style music, like we just heard, with British music hall popular tunes. So this is supposed to reflect a fanciful image of Handel walking down London's busy Strand. Here we go. Handel in the Strand with Kenneth Montgomery and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Candle in the Strand here on Kansas Public Radio. That was sweet. Percy Aldridge Granger, Kenneth Montgomery and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, supposedly representing Handel, walking down the London Strand. I could see that. That was kind of jamming music. Hey, you know what's jamming? The Mendelssohn that's about to come up, but also our community spotlight. It is on Casey Farm School this month, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas. They provide plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and farm shop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. All right, up next, I thought this would be nice. I was looking for some program notes that I thought I could use just to quickly sum this up. And one that I found that I really liked is that this music represents universal brotherhood. So, hey, can't go wrong with that. It's Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5, The Reformation. A favorite amongst many of you, John Elliott Gardner is with the Vienna Philharmonic in this recording. It is right now on KPR. Well, you think that was a dramatic ender. Wait until the opener for next hour. Here on KPR, Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5, The Reformation, John Elliott Gardner and the Vienna Phil. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown Saturday, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. NPR News is up next, and then more music for you about heroes here on KPR. It's 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump is repeating his threat to Iran. He's demanding that Iran reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international oil shipping by 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Otherwise, he says, the U.S. will start bombing Iranian power plants and bridges. NPR's Deepa Shivram reports, under international law, bombing these civilian sites could be considered war crimes.
On social media, Trump posted, quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, adding that he doesn't want that to happen, but it, quote, probably will. Trump's message on the war against Iran has been mixed since the start. He previously described U.S. actions in Iran as an attempt to help Iranians from a repressive government. Third-party countries led by Pakistan continue to try to further negotiations between Iran and the United States, but no agreement has been reached. Deepa Shivram, NPR News.
Iran is rejecting a U.S. proposal for a temporary ceasefire to end the war. Separately, an Iranian government official is urging young people and others to go stand next to Iranian power plants today to form human shields. As President Trump threatens to blow the plants up, Iran also says that's a war crime. Iran's president says 14 million Iranians, including himself, are ready to give their lives to defend Iran. Separately, Vice President Vance says he wants Iran to come to the negotiating table, but he warns if Iran continues to refuse demands, President Trump may take further steps.
We've got tools in our toolkit that we so far haven't decided to use. The President of the United States can decide to use them, and he will decide to use them if the Iranians don't change their course of conduct.
He spoke in Hungary earlier today. The White House has now used a social media account to sharply deny online comments that suggested Vice President Vance was implying the use of nuclear weapons. The White House says nothing that the vice president said implies. Crew is heading back home after circling the moon yesterday. The astronauts have traveled farther than any other human spaceflight mission, more than a quarter of a million miles. From Central Florida Public Media, Brendan Byrne has more.
As they began their trip back, the Artemis II crew observed an eclipse from space. The moon was in a location where it blocked the light of the sun, allowing them to see the atmosphere of it. Artemis II pilot Victor Glover explains what he saw.
We just went sci-fi. This has, it just looks unreal.
Coming home, the crew will continue to test key systems of the Orion spacecraft. One of the most critical tests will come during reentry Friday, as the space capsule punches through Earth's atmosphere at 25,000 miles per hour and during temperatures above to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, ahead of a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the NPR Wine Club, which has generated over $1.75 million to support NPR programming. Learn more at nprwineclub.org, available to adults 21 or older. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Okay, now you're inspired for sure. John Williams, Summon the Heroes. Here on KPR, that was John Williams himself conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra. I am in this heroic mood because Eroica by Beethoven premiered on this day, and we get to hear that next hour. Beethoven is my hero. You know who else is my hero? You, our listeners, and our local businesses. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank all of you. Local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee. Your generous donations help make KPR's membership drives possible, and thanks for your help last week. And also some of our great supporters, of course, the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Info about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu, and their Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. Music for a great city. Lawrence is a great city. Haha. Aaron Copland wrote music for a great city. And wouldn't you know, I've got another composer conductor conducting the music himself with the London Symphony Orchestra now on KPR. Okay, who wants to guess what city that music was actually about? Here on KPR, I'll give you 5 seconds. It was Copland's Music for a Great City. 4, 3, 2. Well, New York City. Why, yes. A 4-movement symphonic suite adapted from his score from the 1961 film Something Wild. The titles were Skyline, Night Thoughts, Subway Jam, and Toward the Bridge. Makes sense to me. This is Kansas Public Radio. I am so glad you're all here with me. I've got a Heroes song coming right up by Dvorak for you, and I'd like to thank some of our local heroes, local businesses like Yellow Sub, JB's, Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. Thank you so, so much. And of course, some of our great sponsors here on KPR for classical music, Emporia State University Choirs presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Hall Emporia, Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. All right, continuing with a heroic theme, all leading up to Beethoven's Eroica next hour, here is Dvorak's Hero's Song. It is with the Scottish National Orchestra and Nema Järvi, now on KPR. Dvorak's The Hero Song, here on KPR, Nema Järvi and the Scottish National Orchestra.
When author Emma Straub saw a news story about a beloved 80s boy band taking an annual cruise, she knew she had found her next novel.
It was just like a bell started to ring, because I knew it could be a novel, and I knew that it would bring me pleasure.
I'm Elsa Chang. The new book, American Fantasy, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is coming up today at 3 p.m. here on KPR with Laura Larson. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Opening day is Saturday, April 11th from 7:30 to 11 a.m. at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence. Details at lawrencefarmersmarket.org and the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. NPR News up next, and then more music for you, some wonderful Beethoven on KPR.
Live from in
the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego.
Brendan Byrne reporting. Stock prices are falling at this hour. The Dow is down 336 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. One of my all-time favorites, as is yours here on KPR, Beethoven's Fürlies with Alfred Brendel at the piano. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this morning. I hope you've enjoyed all of our very heroic music, all inspired by the fact that today on this day in 1805, Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, Symphony No. 3, premiered in Vienna, conducted by Beethoven, the composer himself. And at the time, apparently contemporary reviews were mixed because they had just never heard something so wild. But goodness gracious, now it is one of our most favorite things. Indeed it is. So without further ado, the rest of this hour is dedicated to my hero, Beethoven, and his symphony, Eroica, which was originally dedicated to Napoleon until Beethoven realized Napoleon wasn't so great. Now it just means something heroic. This is Kurt Mazur with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Beethoven's Eroica, now on KPR. Oh, I love that. Thank you for joining me for this heroic morning of music here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. Symphony No. 3, Kurt Mazur and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. It's about 52 degrees and sunny outside, although there are quite a few clouds out there, too. Looks like in the noon hour, Jeff has Benjamin Britten's Courtly Dances from Gloriana and also Mozart's 20th Symphony, some wind music by Holst. Looks like a good afternoon of music with Jeff Watson. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning for Wednesday music for us. I hope you're all doing really, really well. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio.
When author Emma Straub saw a news story about a beloved 80s boy band taking an annual cruise, she knew she had found her next novel.
It was just like a bell started to ring because I knew it could be a novel and I knew that it would bring me pleasure.
I'm Elsa Chang. The new book, American Fantasy, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Opening day is Saturday, April 11th from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence. Details at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas. Operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Roth.